Kedusha b'leizu, v'leizu kedusha b'leizu. He argues no. Rashi says the chol amnoches hatuna shemun levoino and kli shoris mekadosh echad mehem elim kem shloshtem biyachad v'kli. That he holds no. Rabbi Chanina holds that when you have a mincha that needs shemun levoino, the mincha is only kadosh with all three together. So Marius, on Rabbi Chanina, Korna Chanina, he sorin. Loma nimshach. In other words, the kli and the Beis Hamikdash that had the measurement of an isor and a flower, why did they have to be nimshach? I mean, give it a kedusha to have it in kli shoris. But manashach, when you only put flour in there, the exact amount of an isorin, and you're telling me now, according to the Chanina, you cannot be mekadosh the isorin by itself without the shemen and the levoina. So anyway, in this kli, it's not fit to have the shemen and the levoina. So for what purpose would it have to be nimshach the Yisorin of the Beis Hamikdash? And the friend we have, Aloy Eino also, El Lumdidos, Chemech Bavad, Chemech Eino Kodesh Bloy Shemen, according to the Chanina. So the Moran says, Le Minchas Choyto, Enechanami, for Minchas Choyto, the Minchas Choyto Bechlau does not need Shemen, does not need Levoino, all it needs is just an Yisorin of flour, so for Minchas Choyto, that's why this Yisorin had a Kedusha, it was Nimshach, they anointed it with the Shemen HaMishcha, and not a Din Klisharis on it. Therefore, by Minchas Chayt, as soon as you put the Yisar and the flower inside there, becomes Kodesh. Now the Gemara says, though, the Lug, Loma Nimshach. Now when they measured off the Shemen in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a kli called the Lug. Why did they have to be Nimshach there to give it Kedusha? Lachur, when you measure off the Lug of Shemen to put it into a Mincha, anyway it's not Kodesh by itself until you put all of it together. So why did the Lug, the measurement of a Lug, have to have Kedusha Nimshach to have a Kedusha's Klisharis in it? What does it be Mekadosh? When does it be Mekadosh? When is it to be Mekadosh to Shemen by itself? So Moran says, yes, the Lug Shel Mitzara. A Mitzara has to bring a Lug of Shemen. He has no flour, he has no Levoina with it. So Nechanami, when the Mitzara brings his Lug, that Lug of Shemen will have a Kedusha right away. So for that purpose, they were Nimshach, the Lug in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara says, V'yav Shmuel Sovolo Lohod Rav. Shmuel also holds like Rav, that you could have a Kiddush, each one separately. The Tanan word like this, Kli halach mikadshim es lach, a kli, a measuring cup that used to measure off lach, something liquid, either yain or else shemen. So it says it's mikadish es lach, it's mikadish the shemen that comes inside it. Or midas hayavish, a measurement that you measure off something dry, let's say like flour, that you measure off yavish, is mikadshim es yavish, it's also mikadish the yavish that comes inside it, it's mikadish it. But the yain kli halach mekadshim es hayavish. If you have a kli that usually used for lach for shemen, and now you put something yavish, something dry inside it, it's not kodesh. The same with the opposite way. For loy midas hayavish mekadshim es halach. If you have a measuring cup that you measure dry things with, and now some oil goes in there, so the kli is not mekadish the lach. Now the yomah shmuel, shmuel says shan this memra, the yomah shmuel leshanu elo midas. Only the measuring cups, the nidos, the measuring cups of dry is not mekadish, something lach. Abu mizrokei shodam, but the kli that they use to be mekabel the dam, even though it was a kli used for lach, here Shmuel says mekadish es hayavish. Yes, it's even mekadish, something that dry that comes inside it. Rashi says shein kli lach is mekadishim yavish. These kelim that we use to make a kabbalah sadam, so it's mekadish the yavish. Shneim the pasuk says Shneihem Maleim Solis Balula Bashemen Lemincha. They're both filled up with flour, Balula mixed in with Shemen for Mincha. Rashi says Shneihem Maleim Solis Over Minchas Nesachim Kimishtoi. So about a Mincha that comes with the Zevach, the Tuna Shemen, that you have to have Shemen inside this Mincha. Okama it says the Mizrak Okara, the Mizrak and the Kara Kitchel Solis. Alma, what do we see? Even though this Mizrak is a kli that's mekabalach, for the mice, if you put yavish inside it, it becomes kodesh. So Rashi says, Alma isle b'shmuel the kli shoros mekadshim solus below shemen. The kli shoros is mekadesh the solus without the shemen. So what do you mean? You see that in this Mizrak, you could just put the solus by itself, and that itself has kedusha. So Kol Ponim, you see that Shmuel holds like Rav, that you can mekadesh the soilus, the flower by itself. And Rashi is kash also bechaninig to learn this. They'll put this sin talking about a minchas chayta. A minchas chayta, there's no shemen altogether, only the yavish. Therefore, it's kodesh. That's all you need. Benachnami Shmuel Vashes Madaik, any mincha that you could have a kedusha on the flower by itself, even without the shemen. So Sarai Shmuel also holds like Rav. Now the Mor says, "Oh, Malei Ravacha Midiftel Ravino, Mincha Leicha Hi." That a mincha lechur is called leicha. It's wet. But what are you bringing me a proof from this plastic here? Shneim Malayim Selus. So you have this miseric, this clear, you're supposed to mekabel dam in it. Now that you have the mincha inside, it's mekadesh the mincha. So what's the proof? It's mekadesh adavi yavesh. Lechur a mincha is called leicha. Since a mincha has shemen mixed into it, it's also called leicha. So what's the proof that a kli of lach can be mekadesh yavesh is not called yavesh? Or Malay, so he answered back and said, lenitzvah. You know what the chiddush over here is? El liyavesh bo, that the mincha, there is some parts of it that's still yavesh. Because even though it's mixed up with shemen, not all of it got mixed up so well. There are still some parts that are soilless by itself. So that part of soilless is called dry, and that's the chiddush. That part could be half kedusha, even though it's in a mizrak, a kli that's meant for lach. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, again, when you know the shiloh, what's the raya that a mincha kli halach is mekadish, adav yavish, aye, mincha is also lach? So we're interested now, the boy, you say, another terrors could be, that mincha legabe dam, ki yavish dam ye, that this mizrik is a kli that's aye, to mekabel dam in it. So negay, it's a blood which is real liquid, a mincha, even though it has some shemen mixed into it, it's still called ki yavish. So therefore, you have a raya that a kli halach could be mekadesh, a kli halach could be mekadesh adavah yavish. Shadig Mor says, goof for what we said before, Omer Rabbi Lozer, mincha shekomtza behechal kshayra, a mincha that was brought into the hechal, into the kodesh, and the kohen made the kemit to the eskasha. What's the proof? Shekein matzina besilas bezichin, because every Shabbos the kemit of the lechem aponim is taken off the bezichin, and that's done in the hechal by the shulchan. So you see, it's kosher who had been a regular mincha also. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question, most of Rabbi Yirmiyah, it says, the komatz mishom, the Yechain has to make the kmitza from over there, so we dashin, mimokim shiragli azar ondois, in the place where the zar could still stand. Rashi says, that means, achas asorama, bechnisa sazor b'mizrach, mokim drisas Yisrael, in the place of the Ezras Yisrael, where the Yisrael could still stand. So Alma, what do you see? Azorabino, you have to make the kemitza in the Azorah and not in the Hechel. Then the Ben Beseira says, Mina yin shinkomas bismil. How do we know if the Koyin made a kemitza with his left hand? So even though it's possible the dinish shayachsa, let him throw the kemitza back into the mincha, the yikmats bimina, do it over again. Talmudem, the Pesuk says, Vekomats mishom hidashins, mimokim shakomats kvar. Like you can take out a second time a kemitza, even though you already took once a kemitza, you do it a second time. Like upon him, according to Rabbi the Tanakamo, the kemitza has to be done in the Ezras Yisrael. Sumar says, Ika the Amri who maisel of umafarukli. He asked the question and he answered it. And Ika the Amri, some say Omle Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yimer Batachlipa. That I stand with like him. I'll give you some like this. Lenitzchen lahachshir es kol hazor kula. That's all we need to say. This pasuk is just teaching us that you could make a kemitza to any place in the Azara. Not that it's the kuva, it has to be in those first 11 Amis in the Ezras Yisrael. Avad who then if you do it in the Hechel also it's kosher. Just teaching you that you don't only need Ezras Noshim, but even Ezras Yisrael is also kosher. Shloi Talmud did not say, Ho you'll be Oyla Kodesh Kodoshim. A korban Oyla is Kodesh Kodoshim. O Mincha is Kodesh Kodoshim. If so, maybe ma oila tunet sofen, just like oila has to do on sofen, af mincha tunet sofen, maybe it needs tafka sofen. So, Nemar says, no, I ma oila shekem kolu, on oila the whole thing is burnt, so learn out from achatis, the whole thing is not burnt. I ma lachatis shekem mechaperos, it comes from kaporo, achai bikrisus, and I very did a chet, achai bikrisus, so me yoshim, learn it out from a korban oshim. I ma li yoshim shekemini domim, that it's a parash of zrikas dam, So maybe only Svikas Dan needs a Kodesh Kedoshim and not a Mincha. And Nikula Namishakein Mine Damim, you can't learn out that also only Damim needs Tzofa, needs the Azara. But maybe a Mincha could be done any place. So why don't we need a Pasuk for? And the Rav as far as like this. Yitzchak, still I need a special Pasuk to be marked you that you can make the Kemitza any place in the Azara. If you have got without a special Pasuk, Salka, that the Kemitza, I would have thought to say, Salka, that the Kemitza. Hoy looks here since the Pasuk says, Vik Riva, El HaKoyin, Vihigisha La Mizbeach, the Kometz, he's supposed to make HaKrov, you have to bring the Mincha closer to the Kohen, and the Kohen brings it over the Mizbeach. So Ma HaGosh, Makaren Dremes Marovis, just like the HaGosh, you have to first bring the Mincha to the side of the Mizbeach, to the Dremes Marovis, the southwest side, maybe out Kemitza, none of the Karen Dremes Marovis. Maybe the Kemitza of every Mincha after that could be done in the Yazor, right near the Mizbeach, on the west-south side. Is Kamash Mulan, that's the Pasuk, Minokim Shragli, Azarondois, that you can make the Kemitza any place in the Azara. But it doesn't mean the Bedavka has to be there. And if not, the Hewadin is Kashi, even if it would be done in the Hechel. Goof from what we said before, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shlomim Sheshacht in the Hechel, Ksherim, a carbon shlom that has a Shechita done in the Hechel is Kasha. Shinem the Pasuk says, Veshachat to Pesach Oyomayid, you have to Shecht it, a carbon shlom in the Pesach Oyomayid. And therefore the Svari is, Veloye Tofo Chavim Menikra, that Madrach in the Azor is kosher, a tofel, for sure in the Azor, in the Hechel itself, for sure it's kosher. Now this may sway. We have Yudhu Ben Beserah, Yudhu Ben Beserah says, Minay in Shem Hekif, or Evdik HaChavim, as Hazor, I don't know if the Goyim were Makif, who wanted to have Mechoma against the Yidin, and they didn't let the Kanim, Vein HaKanim Rashi Yochol Lechol, the Azorah, they can't eat them, the Azorah. So how do we, again, Minay in Shem Hekif, or Evdik HaChavim, as Hazorah, if the Goyim came to have Muhammad and captured around the Azara, so the Kohanim cannot eat the meat on the Azara, so how do we know Shekhanim nechnosim Eichel, that the Kohanim are allowed to come into the Eichel, the Eichel and the Kodesh Kedoshim, they could eat there the Kodesh Kedoshim, Meshurim and Ochis. How do we know this? Rashi says, in the Chiddush is, Lo Yamin, I do not say, the lifts lo Kodeshim achi tziya, the Yotzim Yazor Eichel. I do not say there's a psulia by bringing the Kodeshim, the Bosar, from the Azara into the Eichel. How do I know this? Tom,